Time now for our segment with Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com. And Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Likewise, Marshall. Thanks for having me on.
And with the cold weather that we have entrenched with us now, we are definitely into wintertime. But you know, when I look at your page at sportingacause.com and I go to the events, there are some interesting things coming up.
Yeah, there are. First of all, since you mentioned winter sports, our junior jumpers over at Swassa, six of them traveled up to Andover, New Hampshire this weekend with Coach Ariel Pickton to compete in the 20, 30, and 40-meter events. That's a big deal, you know, and part of junior jumping here is not just learning the basics of ski jumping, but there are many opportunities to travel around the East. There are like six jumps around New England and New York State, and Andover, New Hampshire is one of them. And within a month, basically, of experiencing ski jumping for the first time, you can travel and compete against your peers all over the East, including Lake Placid. But anyway, that's going on this weekend. We've been making snow as the temperatures dipped. That we speeded up the snowmaking because we had lost just about all of it with the warm weather. We had a minor glitch. We had our pump that pumps the water to the snow guns broke, so that required a flurry of traveling and repair. But we're all good. At Swassa, they're used to that. So anyway, that continues apace.
Now, when you make the snow now, do you make it and keep it one place, or do you start to spread it out on the hill as well?
Right now, we're just making it into a pile.
Okay.
That way, when it if it warms up or rains, the mass of that pile keeps too much snow from melting. We'll move it around for the little 20-meter hill because that's, believe it or not, they've been jumping two or three times a week, even when there's been no snow. We made enough and saved it in the bad weather so that they could, the junior hill kids can continue to jump. So that's good. But otherwise, as you say, we'll make it in a pile, and a big pile, and then start moving it around as we get closer to jump time, which is coming up. It's scary how fast time is flying by. Today, there are a couple things going on that you can still do if you are of a mind. The Ferncliff Fat Fest over in Rhinebeck at the Ferncliff Forest. It's a beautiful preserve over there. The Fat Fest, the fat refers to these fat-tired bicycles. It's a subset of cycling where they're special bikes that use big fat tires. They must be the size of motorcycle tires, at least width-wise. They're like 4 inches wide. And when there's snow on the ground or muddy conditions, this event would require fat tires. But since there's no snow, there's no mud, it's just frozen ground, you can go over with any bike you have. It's a non-competitive ride. It goes all day, pretty much. Starts at 10 and goes to 4:30. There are several different rides you can sign up for when you get there, depending on your ability, different distances and so forth. It's just meant to kind of celebrate the wintertime for if you're a biker. So you can go to the website and find out the details. But again, it's non-competitive, and it's free to ride. They ask if you would like to donate anything you want to the Ferncliff Forest Preservation. And after the event at 4:30, they have a big bonfire, and they have chili and brownies and beer. Those are the three things they told me about, you know, the staples of life. And if you want to partake of all of that, there's a $10 charge. But that's going on all day. You can get over there to Rhinecliff and or Rhinebeck rather, and ride your bike if that's your thing. Also, today is the last day of there's been quite a few bonspiels this year. I know I've been talking about them a lot at the Norfolk Curling Club. They're fun to watch. They're free to watch at the Norfolk Curling Club. And along with that, this coming Saturday, the 19th, the Norfolk Curling Club is hosting a Learn to Curl. It's a two-session clinic at the Norfolk Curling Club. With a $35 charge, and they'll teach you how to curl. You get out on the ice, and they'll show you the basics of curling, delivering the stone, sweeping, all that kind of stuff. I know I probably belabor the point that with something so special in our area as a curling club, as popular as it has become thanks to Winter Olympics and TV coverage, the fact we have an opportunity to both watch these bond spiels, these competitions, but now we have an opportunity to learn the sport. I did it quite a few years ago, and it's great. There's nothing quite as elegant, I'll say, in sports as delivering a stone, because you're sliding on the ice and you're just letting go of this 45-pound rounded chunk of granite. But it's just something you should do. If you have any inkling at all that you might want to do it, virtually anyone can do it. I know that the curling club teaches people in wheelchairs to curl. So, you know, even physically, there are a few restrictions to curling. So that's this coming Saturday.
And it's clubs like the Norfolk Curling Club. Now, just remember, the last Olympics, we won a gold medal.
We did. And things like that really boost the sport's popularity. Sure. You know, I remember when I tried curling, this is probably 15 years ago. The curling club has an open house every year at the beginning of their season in October, and then the spring at the end of the season, and they'd give a clinic to like what they're doing this coming Saturday, and they would typically get 15 or 20 people. Well, that winter they showed curling for the first time on TV during the Winter Olympics. 200 people showed up.
Yeah.
And they were scrambling trying to get the printed material made and so forth, and it's never really let up. I mean, the interest in the sport continues to gain popularity, as it should. It's a quirky sport, sort of like ski jumping, in its own way. But certainly you have the opportunity to either watch it today or learn how to do it next Saturday. So I'd encourage anybody to grab that opportunity. Backing up to midweek, this coming Wednesday, is the Harlem Wizards exhibition at Weebatuck High School. I talked about it a bit last weekend, but that's at 6:30. You can buy tickets at the door, but I'm not sure I would recommend it. You can go to the website and find out how to get tickets online, and I'm sure it's going to be popular. I'm sure they'll sell out, so you might want to jump on that while you can. Then we have a bit of a gap for a couple of weeks. It's not pretty much at the end of the month is when things start to heat up again. On January 31st through the 3rd, February 3rd, there's yet another bond spiel. As I said, there have been a lot of them this year. I think there's some that they have every 2 years, and that's because they either have it at Norfolk or some other curling club, and it seems like this year many of them are falling on Norfolk. So we've had plenty of opportunities to watch curling. If you can't make it today, at the end of the month, you'll have another opportunity. And it's a beautiful facility. You can sit and watch. You can have a cocktail, have lunch, and watch the curling going on. I just can't say enough about it. And that's why I guess I talk about it so much. So that's January 31st through February 3rd. It's a four-day event. And then we're on to Jump Fest of February 8th through 10th. Now, the proximity of each of these events to each other is worth noting. We got a bond spiel and Jump Fest within about a week of each other. And they're two quirky sports that you can't see everywhere. I think you'd have to travel to Bridgeport to see another curling exhibition. And ski jumping, you'd have to go to, Brattleboro, Vermont, I think, is the closest ski jump venue to us. But high-caliber sports that have national and international acclaim and interest, you can see both of them within 20 minutes of each other. One's in Norfolk, and we ski jump in Salisbury. And, 2 weekends apart, you can see some of the best of the best, really, in both sports. And at Jump Fest, you'll be able to see future Olympians. They're youngsters now, but they're either junior national members or vying for it, and some will become Olympians. It happens. Every 4 years, somebody on the Olympic team has has come from the East. And at Sochi, Russia, three of the four American jumpers were from the East, and they've jumped in at Salisbury growing up. We watched them grow up. So we have opportunities here. In the depth of winter, when we all bemoan the fact that there's nothing to do, you can see two very, very special sports right in our backyard. So
Chamber of Commerce, you put that together, really. And I just sitting here thinking, calling it a celebration of winter, a two-week period in the northwest corner of Connecticut. And, I mean, we've got plenty of inns that can use the business that time of year. And you've got the Bonspiel at one end, and you've got Swassa at the other end. And you find some other events to put in the middle, and all of a sudden you can attract some people up here, and the inn's in the middle of winter.
Yeah. One year, this is going back a few years, we actually had the Norfolk Curling Club come over. We helped them. We built a small sheet. That's the name for the course that the curling is done on. We actually built it over at the ski jumps, kind of a truncated, shortened version of it, and they gave demonstrations, and it was great. People loved it. Even some of the jumpers tried it, but it took so much volunteer power from the curling club people. Although it resonated with everybody, it was considered a huge success by everybody. It took a dozen extra people to put that together. And as we've talked before, volunteers are hard to come by sometimes. But I couldn't agree with you more. I know Norfolk has developed over the last couple of years a winter in Norfolk and a summer in Norfolk, where they put together a bunch of events over the weekend. And that includes curling. I think this Bonspiel at the end of the month might be part of that weekend. So there are efforts here and there to promote this stuff, but there, as you say, there's no real overriding coordinating force to do that. It'll be great because for the so-called quiet corner of the state that we are, there's a lot going on. If people just knew about it, I try to do my little part on my website for sports related stuff, but there's tons going on if you look for it and know where to look.
All right, but then the Jump Fest, of course, is the big weekend. Then things die off for a little bit after that.
Well, actually, the dying off is happening after this weekend. There's kind of a gap for the next week or so, but almost that same weekend, like February 1st and 3rd, about the same time that the Bonspiel is going on, there's a hockey tournament up at Berkshire School. The hockey team's high school kind of age group and younger congregate there. That's a big deal in the youth hockey world. February 2nd, there's a big volleyball tournament going on over at the Mid-Hudson Athletic Center. And then on the 9th, which is sort of Jump Fest weekend, there's the Bob and Peg Andrula Sweetheart Run in Litchfield. That's kind of starting the first road running event of the season. So that one weekend, things start to heat up again, and then there'll be polar plunges. I just got the date for the Spring Splash in Lakeville, the one, the polar plunge that benefits the Jane Lloyd Fund and the John Rice Scholarship Fund. That's going to be the 7th. I was talking with Jackie Rice the other day, and she said that, on April 7th, in preparation, last year, for example, the participants just ran into open water over Lakeville Lake. A few years before that, they had to cut through 18 inches of ice to try to find a place for everybody to hop in and submerge themselves and run back out. So, weather being as quirky as it is, you never know. But that starts the polar plunge season. There are several of those around. So things start to heat up, for sure. Like I say, we've got not a whole lot going on in the next week or so, although there's plenty to talk about. There's between Jump Fest and the Bonspiels and so forth. I'll have enough to chat about.
All right.
I always do, don't I?
Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, I even allowed you to go past the 12-minute rule today.
Oh, boy. You see, I gave up a long time ago trying to watch the clock and talk at the same time. That's not good at that. That's your domain.
All right, well, we'll stay warm, and we'll speak to you next week.
You do the same, Marshall. Thanks.
Take care.